This episode is sponsored by Famous Footwear. Okay, let's podcast.
Wait, are we podcasting?
Are we podcasting?
I think we are.
You guys don't know the miracle that is podcasting.
Yep.
If you think it's just record and go, you've got a much different life. And now I hear somebody's...
I don't know, like backing a truck over my house? Is that what's happening?
It only happens when we podcast.
Yeah. It's...
Yeah, they are backing.
Somebody is landing a plane.
Dale's getting new concrete in his driveway.
Probably.
Right now.
We got to coordinate.
Hey,
anyways.
Thanks for joining us at the hashtag #IMomSoHard podcast. If you haven't rated, reviewed, and subscribed, please do that.
Please, tell your friends.
Tell your friends.
Too.
We've been getting some good feedback on the podcast. We've been having a lot of fun with it lately.
Yep.
We have a new teammate, Jill, and
she's
really like
awesome.
Her. She's cool. She's like,
she's great.
Like cool, chic. Like Echo Parky,
yeah,
kind of vibey.
Would be intimidating, but just super nice.
Cool.
So yeah.
Nice jawline. Is that weird?
Yeah.
Okay, that's probably a little weird. But jawlines, we're going to talk about those because I've got things to say.
Yeah. Okay. So you can watch this on YouTube.
Yep. Too. Jen's wearing a fun shirt with bananas on it.
That's right. If you want to see my bananas,
whoa! Mm. And you can see the shirt that you've seen on repeat for 8 years because that's who I am. I've had this shirt for 6 years.
Have you?
Yeah.
It's so funny. I was like, is that a new shirt?
I have a problem. If I buy something I like, it like imprints on my brain and then I start buying versions of that thing over and over again. I have 9 white shirts that are different versions of the exact same
thing.
You're
a creature of comfort. Oh, but you just reminded me, I have a white shirt I think you would like.
See, I I'm going to wear white a lot and it's probably just to throw you off of what my inner soul really looks like.
I'm not a lady that wears a lot of white because I always dribble coffee and I also pit out like crazy.
Me too.
I'm like, but I have that kind of, hold on, get ready for the sexiness.
Hey, are you a 28-year-old soccer player watching us right now?
Yes.
World Cup, come on.
I have that kind of toxic sweat that turns a white shirt kind of green or gray.
And like, good luck getting that sucker out.
Never.
It never comes out.
An OxyClean, I can forget it.
There's just some stuff that once it pits, it's there for good.
Yeah.
And you just hope you don't raise your hand.
So I've decided on gray t-shirts because they wear white.
Although you do get a big old pit.
You can, yeah. Less visible. Like it takes longer because white t-shirts pit out. Black t-shirts on me look like I'm headed to a Megadeth concert.
Yeah.
I can't do them.
I do like a good black t-shirt.
I know they look good on you.
They're
just different on me.
But what does that mean though? Like I'm literally this shirt. I liked it so much that I unknowingly bought a dress that's exactly the same pattern. It's the same fabric. It's the same brand.
Oh, that one. Yeah. Yeah.
Have
you tried that black kind of square sundress that I gave you?
I have one almost exactly like it. So I know it's going to fit me, but I have not, but I will.
Okay.
And I love the brand and Jen loves to buy me stuff. And that's all I need to know.
That's you actually bought it because it was my birthday and you got me a gift card for my birthday.
You used that on that?
But you know what? It was like,
That was like a Poshmark deal.
I bought 3 dresses with the gift card that you got me.
That's annoying. I didn't know you used your gift card on me. God,
no,
I got to be a better friend.
It's not. I got such a good deal on that dress.
I have
Kristen.
Your gift card you gave me and it's burning a hole in my pocket.
Wait, to which store?
It's just an Amex.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't used it yet.
You're so good at that.
No, I'm not. I just forget. The only reason I save money is because I forget I have
it. I got $168 bucks left on a gift card. I'm going to,
You're going to go
spend that sucker.
Because Jen's about to go on a big family lifelong dream trip.
Yep.
Coming up. I'm so excited for it.
Yep.
I'm living vicariously.
We, Kristen, my favorite thing to brag about are points. We inadvertently had saved a bunch of points that we didn't know about.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah. And so I'm going to brag. Flights and hotels for 2 of the stays covered with points.
It's the best.
Some of it you have to pay like, you know, hotel fees or taxes or whatever on. So we're going to London, Amsterdam for 2 days, Paris.
Oh my God.
And so all of it is covered except for London.
Oh my God.
The hotel. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, don't listen. London, you're like, how much for fish and chips? And they're not even that delicious. No, but you just do it.
I know.
You
I
just
know.
Do it.
I'm not expecting to love the food in London.
The Indian food is excellent. It is the best. You don't like Indian food.
I don't like
it. Oh my God.
Yeah. I don't like cumin.
I was really pregnant when I was there. And when I was eating Indian food, I had the worst heartburn and I didn't care. It was like, I bet people were watching me eat going, is she unwell? Cause I'm like,
well, so if I were to eat Indian food, fired. Not pregnant, I would just
get
two poopies. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm so excited. You're going also. It's just my favorite conversation thing right now is the World Cup and the fact that you might be there when there's a game. And it doesn't even matter.
Okay.
It doesn't even matter because it's an international city. So whoever is playing and England alone, we're all watching all of the games.
And they're all going to be watching to see like who they might be playing next.
Can we just jump into hot flashes right now?
Yes.
God, there's so many. I want to make sure that, okay, first of all, I'm going to just talk about my hot flash that I have right now.
Okay.
And then I want to talk about some adjacents. But right now, it is Erling Haaland. And don't get it twisted. Erling Haaland plays for Norway.
Oh,
now,
oh my God.
I'm going to show you a picture of him. He is not typically attractive.
Okay.
But all of these pieces of him make him like a lead in a Viking romance. Okay?
I mean, are they the ones that... Yeah.
Okay.
This guy is
6'5".
Yep.
He is a striker. He's super fast, but he's also fun loving and kind. And he married a girl from his hometown.
Aww.
And he's also the David Beckham of like, I think he plays for Manchester. Like,
are they the ones that do the row thing? The fans?
Yes.
It's so hot. Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's so hot.
Listen,
if I start rowing.
Okay.
Ma'am, you're just rubbing the stadium
that's
seat.
Not,
that's not what we're doing.
Ma'am, everybody's done rowing and you stop rowing.
Stop looking at me.
Yeah. Stop looking at me.
Yeah.
Don't look at me. he and his team were in Dallas and they went to a Western store and he got 4 cowboy hats.
Now he's even hotter.
He's so much hotter. He's playful. He's fun. He has been so fun to watch. And also, oh my God. He's just so athletic and his body is so shredded.
Some of those legs are really something.
The like prime minister, if that's what the president, the queen of Norway came to the dressing room, to the locker room right after the game. I think she got there and was like,
I
should have given this a minute. Right.
I'm sorry. I just happened to walk in.
And he didn't have a shirt on and she hugged him and you could tell like mid hug. She was like,
leaning in too much. So sweaty.
Ma'am, I'm going to be rowing back. I'll just wait.
Ma'am, the cheer's over.
Are we not rowing anymore? I'm still rowing. I've rowed 3 times and it's been excellent. Thank you so much. Could just row. So I'm such a fan of his.
Bunch.
And Norway won unexpectedly against, They were playing somebody and it
I know,
was the
we've
unexpected.
Been watching them. This is
it's been the most fun. I'm so into it.
I worry about my husband. He's like, for our trip yesterday, I had to get this temporary visa to get into the UK.
Okay.
Just, it's like a thing that like says, we're not going to stay here forever.
Yeah, you get the pre-paperwork.
But you have to like match your face to your passport, which requires this app that you download. And I asked my husband for his face while the U.S. was playing.
No, bad idea.
And I have never thought he would divorce me more than in that moment. I was like...
It does feel poorly timed.
But you know what?
You got 90 minutes.
No, I had to do this right now. But I have everyone approved.
Well, good job.
Yeah.
Poorly timed. USA really
didn't play
as well as I had hoped. But you know what? I was at a bar. I was at a lady bar.
Accidentally on purpose went to a lesbian
I went and
bar.
I was like, oh, everybody in here wears jorts. Me too. I'm going to have a girlfriend by the time I walk out.
Yep.
That's not how I lean. But if I remotely turn the dial, I would have a wife and a U-Haul. All right. So Erling Haaland, he is my hot flash, but I also just want to give,
he looks like, okay, you guys, he's so Nordic looking. He looks like if the Simpsons were going to draw a hot guy.
my God, that's so completely accurate.
Yeah. That's
okay. Here's the other people that I'm loving. Obviously, all of the big dogs, you know, a lot of them are not coming back. This is their last World Cup.
Really?
So Cristiano Ronaldo, who I just am such a huge, I think he's
a perfect specimen of a human. Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh my God.
When he does these,
defensive, I mean, he's so, yeah.
I look at him and I'm like, and you're good at soccer? Like, why do you look like you're literally, he's the most popular, most famous person on planet Earth.
Yeah, that's right. He has got like more followers than Kim Kardashian.
A kid lost his leg in the earthquake in Venezuela, and all he wanted was a trading card with Cristiano Ronaldo on it. And that guy sent him a video, a personal video, saying, look, I want to bring you and your family to a game. You hang tight. You go through this surgery. Stay tough. And I'm like bawling and rowing.
Yeah.
Bawling and rowing.
And
they don't even row there.
Very confusing.
It's all, I'm full of emotion.
Yeah.
I think I've awakened.
I hate to say it, but some of those England teams players had me rowing too. Like,
let me tell you. And also something about a broken nose just does it for me. If it's crooked, there's a little bit of crooked teeth. What does that mean?
They're, you know, I don't know, like rodeo guys.
Yeah, like rodeo guys. Like they had the England team has.
You don't want a guy who's too perfect looking, but
then I can go for Ronaldo, and then Messi. I think that guy's 5'6", flat footed, and I'm like, you're cute too. I just love them all.
They don't even look real. It's like, come on.
Then there's this player. Okay. Cape Verde.
Can you hear my stomach growling? It's just because we're talking about these players.
Okay. I want to make sure that I get this right.
Oh, Cape Verde. The love story. Oh my God. Are you kidding? They're the pretty woman story of this whole soccer thing.
Okay. First of all, everybody wants to go there for tourism now. Everybody wants to go visit, and it's just going to spike the economy. So, like, the World Cup is doing so many good things. I think it's really inspiring travel. It's just been so awesome. So this player, Vozina, am I saying it right? He is so awesome. So let me tell you about him. He became one of the biggest surprise stars of the 2026 World Cup after an incredible performance against Spain, making a series of spectacular saves. I saw the game. It was like watching a movie, and he became a fan favorite immediately. He went from 50,000 followers as a professional soccer player, 50,000 followers to 12 million overnight.
Stop it.
He's 40 years old. He was a captain and goalkeeper for Cape Verde. Am I saying that right? Verde? Anyway, I'm going there. His breakout performance turned him into a global social media sensation almost overnight. And many fans call him the feel-good story of the entire World Cup because he spent nearly two decades playing outside the global spotlight before becoming famous.
I love it.
It just, like, the passion of this game. And here I am eating my words because all of we know that I love to complain about being at soccer. Maybe I'm going to have a different attitude.
Well,
it's not like watching the World Cup.
It's a bigger version of... like the Knicks winning. Remember how
Yes. Like, did you just say member?
Guess what my daughter asked me just yesterday?
What?
When can we go back to school shopping?
Well, she likes shopping.
She likes shoes.
And she likes shopping.
And she's my daughter.
I don't know how to tell you this, but also I like going back to school shopping early.
Yeah.
So you don't feel like you're in such a tizzy about it.
It does sneak up on you.
Sure does.
Famous Footwear makes it easy to get ready for the school year with great shoes at great prices.
We love Famous Footwear because kids grow out of their shoes so fast, and we love saving money, and they have great styles. I got to tell you, you go up and down those rows and you're like, I love 17 different pairs. I don't get them because I buy what my kids want. But they're happy because they have their choices too.
Yeah. And if you have big kids or little kids, they've got it covered. You can buy for yourself, your husband, your kids, your kids, your big kids, all of it.
With 800 stores, your local Famous Footwear is always nearby. They have all of the best brands like Jordan, Nike, Adidas, Birkenstock, New Balance, Skechers, and more. So you can always find what your kids want and for the whole family.
Right now it's BOGO. Buy one pair, get one half off at Famous Footwear. Shop in store to get $10 to spend this fall. Shop back to school at your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Join Famous Rewards for benefits like free shipping, pick your own BOGO, and reward cash. Some exclusions apply.
So all I'm saying is... you don't need to look much further for inspiration than the World Cup games that are happening.
Yeah.
Because I'm in love with nine players.
We're calling it the Spank Bank 2026 games.
Yeah, and don't get it. Everybody can just calm down. It's super fun to watch these games and feel a little tingle.
You know I guarantee I mean? You my husband has some confusing affections for some of these players.
They're like, why do their abs go so low?
I mean,
and it's so high.
It's amazing how long they work their asses off on that field. Like it's crazy.
It's some equivalent of like running 13 miles at a 7 minute mile or some ridiculous
it's
thing.
It's
and
like,
how many shots they take to the shins and how much falling down they do.
Let me give a shout out to the fans too.
God, they're the best.
I gotta say, when the US played and there are these guys who made these flags out of their faces.
Our guys are real tacky, which I'm really proud
of. Which I'm proud of, too. Yeah, just go for it. But you could see how itchy the paint was.
He wasn't having a good time.
They were sweating. I mean,
I saw a woman wearing like a red, white, and blue, like, weird bikini that was just all TNA. And I was like, get it. Like,
yeah, that's American. That's America, baby.
Yeah. And you know what I have to say? The U.S. team is the least dramatic of all of them. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah.
But I do love the drama. I love when someone like accidentally acts like they got hit and then they fall down and they're like.
I think, though, if they fake it now, what do they call that?
They get in trouble and they add time.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You never know how much time's getting added on. I've learned a lot. I still don't know what offsides is. But they don't do that in professional soccer. They do it at AYSO soccer 14 times a game.
Well, it just means you got to have a certain number of defenders.
I'm soft focused.
Yeah. I've had it explained to me many, many times because
I get it explained to me and I'm like, oh, do you think I care?
I hear people yell it. I hear other parents yell
all
it at
the
games.
Time, the
and
whole
I'm like,
game.
Should I be concerned about
the
this?
Whole time?
My husband.
Yeah, offsides. I'm like, who cares? Like, I'm going to go sit in the car. It's hot.
Yeah.
So welcome, World Cup followers. If you haven't been, you best. Because it's coming to a close. Things are getting heated. So now I'm just going to watch Norway because I can safely just root for Norway. But I also love Spain and I also love England.
England, yeah.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
So lots of fun times in pubs.
I'm super excited. I really want to like get to an English pub.
Oh my God. If you're in England and there's a game, it's going to be so flipping fun.
There will be. We're trying to do the math and figure. Like I would stay another day.
But it doesn't even England's matter playing. Because wherever you are, there's going to be celebration. It's a world thing.
Yeah.
So like everybody watches football.
Yeah. It's kind of like every game's a little Super Bowl sort of.
Are you kidding? In the beginning, it's so like dramatic. Everybody holds hands and big flags out on the. I'm so into it. And I love that it's here and everybody's going to different places. I can't get enough of it. Okay. Yeah. And speaking of the US.
Speaking of America,
we are going to talk about 4th of July.
Yeah. It's past it, but.
But I think it's important to talk about it because, especially this one, I was like, there are some things that are so different about 4th of July as now.
Yeah.
And where we live and how it goes. And then there's things that are just never going to change.
Yeah.
Things that I love that are consistent.
I think we probably grew up with, I'll get to that, but I had an epiphany, but I think we probably grew up with very similar 4th of Julys. And now Kristen has a 4th of July tradition and I have a 4th of July tradition.
My 4th of July tradition is daytime helping with our neighborhood cookout.
This. Okay.
And then I pass out from exhaustion and miss fireworks.
Okay.
But that's what I've done for the last 4 years.
This is what I love about your neighborhood goes all out for Halloween and they go all out for the 4th.
True.
Mine, neither. Neither. So.
But you go all out for Super Bowl. And you go all out for Christmas and usually New Year's.
Yeah.
So the seasons are covered.
Yeah, we got everything covered. But I just wish that my neighborhood got into it a little bit more.
I think our neighborhood is very set up to have a big block party because it's flat.
It's flat.
And they've been doing it forever. And it's like a well-oiled machine.
Yeah, say what it is because it's
a neighborhood block party. They always have like a band that is young people that have just put to
Love it. There was
a band. I don't know what their name was. I can't remember. God, I feel so bad. But they literally like got up there and you could tell they were nervous as hell.
Yeah.
And there was like eight people
around.
And then just thousands
of
people walking around eating hot dogs, whatever.
Yeah.
But they were like, hey, you guys, we're Thunderfire. And if you've never heard of us, well,
you
I
will.
Just told you our name. So you heard of us now. 5, 6, 7, 8. And they played covers and it was so funny.
Fantastic.
And then this fifth grade kid DJ'd, which was hilarious because I was like, what's this fifth grader going to do? And I got to say,
pretty
he
good
brought
job.
The 90s. Mm-hmm. He had the right parent.
Okay.
I was like, don't. Nobody wants to hear Sab Carpenter the whole time.
You kidding me? I would be like, don't you bring shame upon this family.
Yeah.
You listen to my
suggestions. Dad was in the background helping with Spotify list. There was a lot of hula hooping, but the hot dog list line is the most impressive. Here's what happens. We have a realtor who used to be on Baywatch. That's the truth.
Okay.
He was on Baywatch.
I love it.
He's going to be on the new Baywatch for one episode. He's awesome. He runs this thing. He like really throws a lot of money at this event, but he's on the hot dog line and he runs the show. Okay. And he yells at me and I love it. He's like, you're talking too much. Get back on dogs.
How do you guys rent a grill or is it everybody rolls their grill over?
No, it's a
industrial setup. Okay.
It's all rented. We got chairs. There's 12. We served 1300 hot dogs.
Okay.
And like, we are on this line and Michael's yelling at me and I'm like, all my job is to split the buns. We get the buns. I got to open the buns for the wiener. So just me.
He's like, who's a pro at this?
I'm like,
my neighbor, Kristen.
I love rowing. And
the best bun splitter we got. Ever. Get her on the line.
Yeah. And my husband, he's good with the wiener. So like, let's just get it going. Meanwhile, I'm on this hot dog line and I am getting so much heat from everybody, including the fact it's 102 degrees. I'm sweating through my shirt. And then this 12-year-old saddles up next to me and he all of a sudden is my boss. He's like, hey, just let me like cut the bread and then I'm going to hand the bread to you. And I go,
wait, why are we not dealing with pre-cut buns here?
They forgot. So we had a set of pre-cut and then it became not a cut. And I go, you're going to let this 12-year-old wield this bread knife? He's tried to cut me in the leg 3 times and I can't tell if it's intentional or not.
I'm sorry. We need to get one of those Subway off-duty employees in here.
This kid, I was like, when are you going to flake? Okay. You're not going to stay here the whole time. But he came in and like asserted himself and he's like, all right, I need you to, I go, bro, we already have a system. You cut those buns. And we got into it a little bit. Then I have the real estate agent yelling at me to work faster. Then I got a 10-year-old who's busting her ass. And the real estate agent is like, Ella, you got to get those trees ready. And I was like, Michael, she hasn't had a break. We've got to take a break, man. It was insane.
I get a really important bun question. Okay. I'm so concerned about these unsplit buns.
I can tell you what's going on.
Were they pricey buns?
Yes, pricey buns. Hawaiian, whatever they're called.
Stop.
Yeah, we're going to go for the big dogs and the big buns because we get donations and it's popular. So we can't have cheap hot dogs. You can't have small wieners and you got to have some vegan wieners.
And of course you're not going to have small wieners.
Nothing but big wieners. We want to represent the neighborhood. You come into my neighborhood, you're going to get a big wiener.
You don't do foot long. That's tacky.
It's tacky.
You want a plump wiener.
I want the tip
to stick out of the end.
And both ends. I want the wiener tip to stick out both ends of the butt.
We can't do it. We can't have a conversation about hot dogs like adults. It can't happen.
My husband last year almost started crying because when we got done with the hot dog line, the only thing that was left were vegan dogs. And I literally think Colin, if you know my husband, he is a master of the culinary arts. He's a purveyor, if you will. And so this year he's like, I already had one. He goes, I just had it. I can't go through that again.
He
had three from morning, mid.
Selling pizza at school, I'm like, I'm not going to make it through this.
That's why we never make it
now
to the fireworks. Because we're like, we get home and we're like, did you just do a 16-hour shift in 4 hours? And I'm like, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Put away, broke down boxes, yelled at kids.
It was hot. It was dry. My son got dehydrated for sure on the 4th because
everybody
running around
sunburned,
sweating. Yeah. So there's no recovering from that. You're just done.
But that's what the 4th of July is. You go night. If you can, you go daytime. Oh, this was in my single days. Speaking of,
take a nap.
Next door, party. Okay. Invite zero.
Rude.
You want to know what we did? We went up to we have a back house and we went up to the second floor and spied on them. And we were having drinks together, me and Colin, acting like we were at a party that we weren't invited at. That's how sad we are. It's like, look at him go. And then we were like being critical. We were like, they're not having any fun.
Not to alarm anybody, but your neighbor's in that upper window rowing, it looks like. Somebody's a big Norway fan.
You know, every time I go to a restaurant or even a school event and they're using Square so that you can pay, I think, man, we've come a long way, baby. None of those paper receipts and those sliding machines anymore. It's all very cool. I love using Square. We use it at our school when we sell t-shirts, when we have different fundraising events, and it's just so snazzy. How old am I? Right now, listeners can get up to $200 off Square hardware when you sign up at square.com/go/momsohard. That's square.com/go/momsohard. Visit Square to get started because the right tools make all the difference.
Kristen and I are going to give you a very special segment this week. It is the shoebox segment.
Once known as the mom box, we're now going to the shoebox. This is brought to you by Famous Footwear, a place you can go where you need to buy shoes for your kids back to school. It doesn't break the bank and you get to have a little fun yourself. We want to celebrate sideline moms who are currently at soccer games,
yep,
at baseball games, at pools,
hauling all the beach stuff,
hauling all the crap. Go on sidelines at a soccer game. I say you go for like an athletic shoe that looks cute, that translates with like shorts, and then it can go into a pub later. Maybe it works out for you.
That's what I see. You're the kind of mom that's going to do more of an athletic shoe
always
at like a baseball or soccer because you're going to run that fence, you're going to run that sideline, and you're going to just double check. You're just going to double check, make sure all these calls are legit. Yep. Me, I'm going to be sitting at a foldable chair.
So when your legs are crossed and you're looking cute and you got your fan on you, you need something with a little bit of color.
Right. I need something that's going to pop with my outfit, possibly go with the team I'm supporting, and that matches my parasol. That's the kind of mom I am. I'm kind of thinking that might be like a fancier, like a
a little sandal.
A sandal with like a strap to it, something like that.
And I'm right behind you with binoculars, making sure that
Is she bird watching? No, she's watching her kids.
Meanwhile, all of us are on our phones, multitasking, trying to figure out how we're going to get back to school stuff done at the exact same time. So sideline mom, this is to you. We see you. We get you. We are you.
While you're sitting there, if you want to do a little multitasking, go to famous.com where you can get all the shoes for your needs and for the kids for back to school.
And let me tell you this. If you can, go in because it's air conditioned. And it's a nice little treat to get to walk up and down those aisles. And might I say, spring for something for yourself.
That's right, mom. Don't forget about you.
Get yourself something.
Well, okay, so then you did that. They have the dogs. Don't they have a parade, too?
Oh, they do. They have... Okay. Oh, you're going to like this. It's got a little... Okay.
Am I moving?
I'm going to tell you. Okay. I'm going to tell you. We got a little drama going on. We had a really neat old classic car parade, and it goes literally around two blocks. And it's so cute because the kids ride their bikes or scooters and walk with parents. And this little girl in our neighborhood had been working for like 2 months on her new bike to ride it without training wheels. So she would... She was like, literally, her babysitter would run behind her and was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
And this little girl was just burning it up. So she was ready. And so I saw her and I was like, my God, my heart. Like, it's seeing these kids go from.
Sidebar. I need that babysitter's number because we are doing that with Delilah this week so that she can ride a bike in Amsterdam.
Oh, my God. That's a big ask, Jen. I know.
But she's doing okay. We just want her
that's
to have.
Like. Biking in Amsterdam that's is what like... My husband,
we're going to put her on a two-person. Okay. We just need her to not hurt the situation. We need her to help.
Pedal.
Yes, pedal. Understand pedaling and not like shifting too quickly from side to side. So we're just like getting her...
You don't take video of that. I'm going to murder you.
1,000% we will. So we're just...
A tandem bike is really confusing because... The anchor clanker isn't doing much on the back, but they can really screw it up.
That's what we're worried about. At least do no harm.
Britt's going to have to be on the front. You can't.
Dash and I are going to be like, fine. Beam, 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 on ours, like, beep, beep, beep.
They're going to be like, why are these two very blonde people screaming in the middle of Amsterdam? Get them to a legal
yeah.
place.
So, yeah, no, I know what we're doing is a little, but I feel as long as she has the concept down, a refresher on
you
the
guys
concept.
Better get on that. But I will say this, I Midwest that neighborhood so hard because when we're putting away tables yep. and chairs, I see these like 16-year-olds that are buff yep. girls and boys alike sitting around having a nope. chat. I'm like, hey guys, I'd really appreciate it if you guys got up off your tail and like help put some chairs away. Can you do those 10? Can you do those 10? I need you on chairs over there. I mean, guys, it's going to take 10 minutes. And, you know, and they all like look at me like, can she do that? And I'm like, yeah. And I just did.
Yeah.
I'll just stand here and be weird.
I don't even think about it. I do definitely boss kids around.
It's part of it. And okay. it makes them feel good.
I think so.
And also next year, my son will be on the dog line because somehow he eluded this. And I'm like, not again. He was like, he made himself scarce and then showed up to the party without a shirt on.
What?
Yeah, because there's girls. He's like, it's all happening, you guys.
Okay, wow.
Anyway, okay, tell me about your fourth.
Okay, so we did our typical, we sent out an invite that we have partially obstructed views of really great fireworks. They are really great, you guys.
They're like, just low, like, because you guys are high up.
They're literally getting set off 2 blocks away from our house, 3 blocks away from our house. And we're up higher.
Yeah.
So there's a tree line. So you do see them overhead. They're pretty like spectacular, but you don't see any low ones. But it's still.
That's all right.
It's still great. Free parking.
We don't
you know?
See it all. We got 2 and I was like, good enough. And then I went back to sleep.
I did have so we just sent out the invite. It's going to be like kids fenced in a safe place.
Yeah.
We really drugged up the dogs a lot this year.
Is that when you get all the illegal stuff out?
Well, because I was like, oh, somebody, the LA, nothing's legal.
Nothing's legal because everything's
have a pyrotechnic
super
license.
Flammable.
Everything would just burst into flame. You can light your neighborhood on fire very easily.
5 seconds.
Yes. So not that you can't do that in the Midwest, but they...
You got a lot more land to work with.
Yes.
And so, you got parents, very cavalier dads from the 1980s that were like lighting things called like the Thunderbolt.
I know how it works.
4 inches away from the wick.
My friend, they live in a cul-de-sac in,
is this on
in Nebraska. Oh yeah. No. So I'll tell you, there's a lot of those like horrifying videos of like, oh, it went sideways and started shooting at the house. They're from my neighborhood, you guys, the area I grew up in. They're from my town. I have like, my friends are like, here's the Ring app footage of that.
Yeah.
Like my Ring cam footage. It's incredible. But like a different cul-de-sac, but they give one dude $400 or $500 each family. And then they send him to Missouri to yeah. buy like
the most
the big
illegal
balls. That it looks like a cannon that you drop into this like holder.
In no way should he.
No.
A civilian.
It looks like a
also,
professional baseball
so
field.
Expensive.
They really are. They are. You buy one, it's like $8,500
yeah.
bucks something.
But man, they're worth
maybe
it. If
more.
You get one of those that you're like, we shouldn't have had that one. You feel something. You feel good.
We don't do those here. But I was like,
sparklers aren't illegal.
They're not illegal. So I was like, I want sparklers, but you couldn't find them anywhere. I go on my Facebook. I'm like, who's got sparklers? And then I get this text to my personal.
You're like, ma'am.
Yeah.
I got a garage.
Nope. My friend, we'll call her A, who is also an attorney. So I'm like,
well, if you're doing it,
she knows what's up. Yeah. She goes, how much more do you need? Well, I'm coming over. I already drove to Vegas and I bought the best fireworks that you can get. And I was like,
where'd you guys do them on this perfect spot
well,
down here?
Okay. So let me tell you what happened because we were all prepared. We had 200, 300 sparklers. There was enough. It was like pure chaos. I was like, get out on the lawn with these because the kids
That's
are right next to each other. Like,
yeah, they're so dumb with them.
Yeah. But of course, nobody was like, no, my child's too young for those. Everybody was like, yeah. put one in the baby's hand.
Yeah.
The only one who didn't have one was the newborn that was there. Who? Mom, superhero is the one who drove to Vegas.
Holy crap.
Oh God, I love him so much. Yeah. But so we're managing sparklers. I'm like, oh, some of these are the long ones. Let me get a bucket of water. Like, let me be fully prepared for this. As I'm filling up the bucket of water, pure bedlam erupts behind me. And I think it's my husband. So I just start yelling because this like, like you like every it like leaves imprints on your eyes. Like the light of it's so bright. Luckily, it didn't shoot up that high. What it was another one of our friends was like, let me try this one and see what it does, and it was. It was big. It was bigger than expected.
It worked.
So my friend
fireworked.
So my friend was like, I'm sorry. We didn't mean to do that. We want to get invited back next year. I'm having him take the rest of them to the car because nobody was expecting that. Like, it was very fun.
Sometimes you light one off and you're like, I think that was too big.
It was delightful. We were like, well, no, because no one was hurt or anything bad happened. We were like, that was pretty great.
I mean, 4th of July, you do. Unfortunately, there are terrible accidents that happen. I've always shared the story about when I had a wick in my eye, which is disgusting. And I still blame my parents for their cavalier attitude.
I got to tell you, I was worried that karma was going to hit me because I sent my brother a very funny TikTok I found of somebody like an ER doctor posting the funniest.
Oh, it's disgusting. No, they're not funny, Jen. They're disgusting.
They have to like lay the hand next to each
Jesus
other.
Jesus Christ. You're like, disgusting.
I know.
That is not
I know.
Funny.
So I was really worried that karma was going to get me for that.
Me and fireworks have a very respectful.
Hell yeah.
I'm daytime and I'm fireman. I want to go where there's firemen.
I do. Well, so do I. I want to go where there's firemen.
Norwegians.
Or Norwegian soccer players.
Norwegian soccer players. I guess what I'm saying is I'm less about I would rather watch a match than light a match.
I'm telling you, if you are from where we are from, it looks like the Civil War is happening somewhere.
It 100%
like,
does.
It's just smoky. You can't see like three houses down. And so you could tell the people who weren't LA natives at this party because they were like prepared. They were like getting buckets of water. They're getting metal trays.
Everybody's so like, I just remember my dad and I've talked about this before because it's such a vivid memory, probably because I was so worried about him because he was not worried at all. My dad would wear like old jeans with a rodeo belt.
Love
they
it.
Would like kind of. They were like tight, like cowboy jeans are kind of tight.
Yeah.
So he'd have a Western shirt and his goddamn cowboy boots and his jeans. He'd have a cigarette in his mouth, a natural light in the other hand. And then you'd get a punk sometimes to light something, but he would think that didn't work well enough. So he would use his cigarette lighter. So he's lighting a wick. He's smoking a cig.
Yeah.
He's drinking a beer and he's in clothes that have absolutely no runner ability. There's nothing athleisure about these clothes. So he would like lean down and then he's trying to tell jokes and he's like, and the wick is like 2 inches long. And I'm watching my dad do that like boot and scooting shuffle while this thing's like,
and it's his birthday.
It's his birthday,
which I don't think he has me saved in his phone because
he
always
got a new phone. It's a real,
I keep sending him messages and he doesn't reply. Okay. Do
I'm this is an entire other episode about when our parents do dumb shit that will impact everybody.
Okay.
But you just
good to know. I was like, is he leaving me on red? What's going on here? I sent him a happy
birthday. He's leaving
birthday,
me on red.
Happy
he's
birthday leaving, dog dancing
nope,
and stuff.
He can't get it because he has a new number, didn't you know? That it's 79, you get a new number and a new phone.
Oh, new number too?
New phone, who dis?
Nobody's
guess what? Not many.
Okay.
Okay.
Moms, wouldn't it be so great to have furniture that has more than one function without sacrificing design and style? That's what's so great about Hulala Home. I'm getting ready to redo my living room, and I am so desperate for furniture that looks good but is functional, because for years I've had these couches that looked really cool but are super uncomfortable, and that's why I love Hulala Home. If you are redoing any room in your house and you're looking for furniture that is like stylish and interesting looking but still functional, you're going to love their selection. Hulala Home designs furniture with flexibility in mind, and one example is the Veritas 360 degree rotating standing desk. It's designed for shared spaces and changing needs. Whether you're working from home, aren't we all, helping with homework, paying bills, wrapping gifts, or tackling a school project, Hulala Home designs are comfortable, flexible, and ready for the way families actually use their homes. Use code IMOM12 for 12% off. Visit Hulala Home, HulalaHome.com to learn more.
So, not a lot of transference of the context, if you will.
I will say, as far as disasters go, there was one on this 4th of July that involved macaroni and cheese.
Oh, no.
I wasn't, you know, it's a potluck. Mine is a potluck.
Oh, shit, you didn't make any.
I did make one, but here's the deal. Edgar, our friend, brings a really good one. It's a little spicy, got a little like paprika going on, a little garlicky. Right.
And he does the like mess with it, but you know what?
It is delicious. Every bit of it was gone, I will tell you, by the end. And it always is.
That's a good sign. And also don't ever, ever try to healthify mac and cheese.
God, no.
Don't you use low fat cheese or hold back. Like, there's just some things.
Yes. So he brings his, as soon as I see that come in the door, I was like, why do I even bother with mine? Then next, another mac and cheese comes through the door. It's our friend Dan, and he does like four cheese blend. It's like Gouda. No. It's like good cheeses. It's like, you can see the cheese, like, and I just did the old school recipe.
But I like yours because it gets crispy on the top. It gets like, you broil the top, so it gets a little.
I forgot butter.
Oh,
I was in such a hurry that I forgot butter.
I'll still eat it.
You know, I thought
cheese and starch.
This one I thought it was fine for the kids. Like, it's nothing spicy or too exotic cheese wise. It's fine for the kids. But I did have a little bit of a meltdown because I was like, this is embarrassing for me as a Midwesterner to have the shittiest mac and cheese.
But you had mac and cheese. It would have been embarrassing if you didn't.
Triple mac and cheese.
If someone was like, I brought a salad. This I would be like, I'm leaving this party. This is bullshit. I need a hot dog. I need a Norwegian.
Hot dogs. I did get vegan dogs, and there's nothing more disgusting looking.
They
They're
look
orange.
Gray. I don't get why people think that that's such a healthy option. It's somebody's lips and assholes. It's just a tree.
Like a carrots. I don't know.
It's smushed together.
Dogs,
it tastes like absolute
chicken
ass.
Sausage. I got turkey dogs, and I got the vegan dogs because
I want a meat dog. Yep. I'm just going to say
great.
It.
They were so good. I had all that.
I eat two hot dogs a year, and one of them's on 4th of July.
My brother-in-law from Texas, he brought deviled pickles. He brought so many deviled eggs. I made corn dip, of course.
Yeah.
I made those cucumber sandwiches.
Yummy.
My go-tos. I made the mac and cheese. I did have a salad. Nobody gave a shit about that. Why would you?
You have one.
You got to have one just to check the box.
But nobody's
you know?
Eating it.
Yeah.
Not on 4th of July. It's when we get to just like hang out and have fun. It might be one of my favorite holidays. Yes. I sort of forget when we talk about it because we always talk about the big three, you know? But 4th of July feels just like what I love, which it feels like the world comes out to have a beer, have a dog, talk to your neighbors, look at cool classic cars.
Yep.
Fire off some illegal fireworks, which feels like you get, I don't know, there's a little tickle to doing something naughty.
We deliver.
You know, you watch a sporting event. Who knew it was going to be a hot Norwegian? I just think it's like a literal, kind of a perfect holiday.
It was great. It's a lovely holiday. And you know what? Surprisingly, unless you're spending $500 towards your cul-de-sac fund, it's a pretty cheap holiday too.
All things considered. A good hot dog won't run you anything.
Oh my gosh. And yeah, hot dogs. We're going to be having hot dogs for a long time. I can tell you right now.
Same. Listen, and I got no problems with that. That's summer fare.
And we just got the dollar buns, man. The pack of eight for a dollar. There's no beating them. Man, they're
good.
You can't, a hot dog's not broke, don't fix it. But I did do a hot dog bar, which was new this year.
Oh, that's fun with all the condiments. And
I did I made a chili. I had like good shredded cheese. I had, you know, the typical stuff, but then I did like a hot mustard, like a Dijon mustard, different mustards. And then I got deep fried pickle chips.
Mm.
I got some chipotle onion chips to put on the top.
Yum.
So I had about 12 toppings for the dogs. You know, I like sweet pickle relish on my dogs.
Mm. Not me, just ketchup and mustard.
Really? Traditionalist. Boring. Okay.
Just boring. Chicago's just mustard.
Just mustard, just dog mustard bun. Mm-hmm.
That's a very German thing too. Like to have like,
you know, like an encased,
encased meat with a bunch of different mustards. I'm on board.
I didn't do any fancy dogs.
No man, that sounds fancy. Are you kidding? Like it sounded fancy enough.
I didn't do brats.
Somebody was worried that I wasn't wearing gloves at one point. I was like, do you know what hot dogs are made of? You should worry about that.
Yeah, I'm worried about you, like, not wearing gloves either.
Well, I got my manager, the 12-year-old, next to me, and I was like,
I want gloves on him.
I go, if you stick me with that knife one more time. Like, there was nothing about him being 12 and me being, like, a mom age. I was like, we are mano-a-mano in this. Like, he's acting like he's the bear. And I'm like, bro, you are not as hot as Jeremy Allen White. Not even close.
Right.
You're a fucking seventh grader, and you're telling me what to do. And I've been volunteering my time on this bun line. You fucking stab me with a knife. I'm going to fight you.
I've been spreading buns and accepting wieners longer than you have been alive, son. Speaking of, now I'm hungry for a hot dog.
And Norwegians, what's up?
I think we podcasted.
Pioneer.